You're listening to Morning Thoughts with Gil. I'm sharing the journey that I'm on right now and the thoughts that I'm having each morning as I prep myself to go into that gym to get that daily workout in. These are great to follow my journey and to possibly gain some of the wisdom that I'm learning through my journey. So I hope you find value in it. And if you do, make sure to share. Enjoy the episode. What's up, everybody? Hope you had a good weekend. Mine was beautiful. Full of relaxation and recovery. Picked up wifey Saturday, coming in from Vegas. Went to go see the Mariah Carey concert. So I picked her up Saturday afternoon. And we got straight to it from the Santa Barbara airport. We just went straight down to the funk zone of SB. It was packed out there. I guess it was Earth Day. We didn't know, but it was beautiful. And the crowds were out down in the funk zone. I was looking alive again. Got to stroll, spend time, catch up. It was still relaxing. Went home, and then Sunday was all relaxation. Slept in. Whole different ball game of a day when you are waking up 4 a.m. every day all week. And then come Sunday, you're able to just sleep in. And I could just tell my body needed it. I was just heavy, just tired. Usually, Sundays are our days to catch up and prep for the week, but we just lounged. And it got me, got me thinking a little bit about the new routine. Because the week was hard. The week was hard just trying to find that energy to get through the work that I was doing, the classes that I was teaching, the workouts. Constantly had to break my workouts up into two because they're just so slow going during the morning. And then with time constraints, needing to be other places, I had to break them up and then come back in the afternoon. And damn, coming back in the afternoon or evening to finish that second part of the workout is not the biz. And so those workouts were even slower. But we got through them. And sticking to the diet, the 1,800 calories or less. Probably last week, week four, was the week that I got most off track. And it wasn't even that off track, but I did. Went over calories, went over fats. Especially when I went to my little niece's birthday party and the family was barbecuing. Oh, I just indulged. Not crazy, because you trip off of one little hot sausage link, one hamburger. How much fats are in those things? Almost puts me to my daily limit with just the one hot sausage link. But what I'm doing right now isn't for a month, isn't for 3 months. It's about a lifetime change. And I understand that I look back and anything that I've done well for a long period of time is because I've allowed myself to indulge every now and then, to make it a part of my life that I will enjoy and not dread. And so I've been seeing some great results coming in and feeling some great results. And I understand that if I don't reward myself, it's all going to come crumbling down. So I rewarded myself a little bit, but we're back on the discipline. It's Monday now, outside the gym, about ready to go get a workout in. And it really is on my mind today is just the new routine that I got going on. Wake up early, work out, eat right. It's simple, very simple, yet the results I'm getting are of those I've never gotten before. And I know that although it's hard and it seems to have been going well week 1, 2, 3, and week 4 is just kind of like, was it really like heart check? Like, Gil, is this something you really want to continue on? And the answer is undoubtedly yes. Like, how, yeah. What's the alternative? To go back to having like a flabby body? To have like a foggy mind? To be wanting to do 100 different things but not doing any of them? And it makes sense. It makes sense why my body would be feeling the way it did last week. You know, what am I thinking? That eating well for a month is going to undo the bad eating I've been doing for 40 years? You know, the consistency and type of my workout that I've been doing for a month compared to how I've been doing it for the past 20 something years. Of course, my body's going to be going through these changes. My mind's going to be going through these gut checks that it's constantly going to bring up. It's not all going to be like, hell yeah. It's not all going to be in alignment with me. Like, hell yeah, you're on the right path. It's going to be questioning, like, what the hell am I doing? I know this. And, you know, sometimes when you've done things for so long and then you try to do it differently, when your mind tells you that and your body tells you that, like, what the hell are you doing? What is this going to do for us? This is hard. It's so easy to just slip back to what you know or what you're used to. But I'm so grateful that in this moment, when I think about slipping back, it's like it's not even an option. It's not there. It's not there to slip back into. Not that I would want it. But right now, it's not even like an option. And so it doesn't matter how scary, doesn't matter how torturous, doesn't matter if I don't know what's going to come of it, I can't even go back. Even if I wanted to. My mind's been exposed and my body's been exposed to too much. You think when I look in the mirror, and I can see muscles, I can see definition on my body that I've never seen before, that's going to allow me to go back? Do you think the look and the affection I get from my wife with my new body, my new habits, would allow me to go back? The connection I feel spiritually and the constant just connection I feel on a high vibration, it wouldn't allow me to go back. Like, I feel more alive than I've ever felt before. So it doesn't matter if my energy's low sometimes. It doesn't matter if I'm hungry all day. Doesn't matter if my eyes are burning because I'm not getting the amount of sleep that my body's used to. My mind and my body will adjust. And it will adjust accordingly to my new habits. Because I'm also in control. And I'm just looking forward to everything that's going to be coming my way as I stick to these habits. As I stick to these new routines. And I'm finding out so much that it's not about what I'm gaining, although those things are beautiful. What's also beautiful is that is what I'm letting go. Like, I don't have room for a lot of other things because of the finite amount of energy, because of the finite amount of time. So it's making everything that's priority raised to the top, and all that doesn't fit in to the new lifestyle fade away. And so I'd like to just share with you that if you want a change in any certain area of your life, you want to upgrade in your relationship, but you don't know how, just change up your routine. You want to upgrade your professional life, but you don't know how, just change your routine. And your body, change up your routine. Your eating, change up your routine. If you can, invest in a coach. They can help you get on that path. If you can, make friends or get around people that you look up to in the areas that you want to change, and start surrounding yourself with them. That exposure. The reason why you can't do what you want in that area of your life is you may have never been exposed to how to, or just that willpower isn't there to do it yourself. And if you don't find a coach, or while you're looking, and while you're looking to make those new friends or surround yourself with new people, what you can do now is simply change up your routine. I tell you, I made the decision to change up my routine when it came to my fitness and my health going on 3 months ago now. And although I didn't get a new group, I didn't get a new coach at the time, all I did was say, hey, with everything going on, all I'm going to do is make a daily goal of 100 burpees and do more push-ups today than I did the day before. And that simple routine, sticking to it, gave me momentum. It gave me momentum because I started building trust in myself again that, hey, I am committed to bettering my life. Hey, I will keep my word to myself when I promise myself something. And then as I did those healthy changes, it gave me more energy. It gave me more focus. It made it more, the days more enjoyable. And I got addicted to it. It gave me that momentum again. And then so I wanted to start making changes. I wanted to start, at that time, I wanted an intermittent fast. And I did that. Then I wanted to wake up early, did that. Then I wanted a sauna and cold shower and started doing those. Implementing new healthy habits just by starting with these little smaller healthy habits. Then that led to me saying, hey, I'm going to invest into a coach. And there's a saying that it says, when the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear. And that couldn't have been more right or true in that moment. And now. And so I invested in a coach, and then that put everything into high gear. That put everything into high gear as far as my diet and my workout and my spirituality. So, hope you find value in this message and able to keep up with me and what on my journey that I'm on. I appreciate you taking interest in it. And if you find value, go ahead and share this. Share it with someone else that you feel would find value in it as well. I'm gonna go get this workout in. Till next time, take care.